Yeah, right. So now we're doing in Siman Kuf Nun Ches, the 12 laws of washing of the hands. And we're up to subsection 8. As we've been learning over here, although it's commonly known that before you eat bread, you wash, but we also learned over here that before you're going to eat anything which is dipped in a liquid, which is a liquid, then one of the liquids we were discussing is honey, you'd also have to wash your hands. It's not as commonly known, and some people don't practice it, as we learned earlier. But he says, well, you should practice it. We don't make a bracha for that washing the hand. But any time that you would eat a food, let's say you have vegetables, you have fruits, or you have things that have been, washed down. Let's say normally, grapes, for example, you wash them before you eat them. If they're moist and you eat them, you have to wash your hands first, just like regular Netilas Yadayim. You don't make a bracha, but you have to make Netilas, you have to still wash your hands. But here, the subject matter that we were discussing, what is about honey. Honey has the status of also a liquid, and mostly has the status of a liquid. It's different if it's put in originally, if it's when you're crushing the combs and you're taking out the honey. If you originally think that you're going to use it within cooking, it's going to be part of a cook, then it might not have the status of a liquid. We could be leaning with that, but on the other hand, if you're going to use it for your tea or things like that, as a liquid, then it has the status of a liquid. But here today, in 8, we're going to learn that we're only going to deal with the honey as a honey if you can see the honey that within the mixture. Let's say you're mixing it into you're cooking with honey, let's say, and you're mixing in the honey over there. You can mix it. So let's say some people make cakes, like you make a honey cake, for example. So if the honey that is mixed in has been totally mixed in, that it's become part of the cake, part of the other everything else, I mean, the issue would become, if you're going to eat that piece of cake and there's going to be a little honey over there on the top or something, would you have to wash for it? Because if we're going to give the honey a status of a liquid, then you would have to wash. So he says like this. We said before that you might have to wash for it is because of the honey, if you have it within a mixture of, in this case, let's call it a cake or any mixture, is if it's advash nikim v'nasim b'toicha al gaba, that you can tell, you can either tell that the honey is inside the mix or it's on the top. Maybe you sprinkle a little honey over the top as well. But if it is not on its own, in other words, without the mixture, it doesn't. It's just you mixed it in. It's part of the cake. You don't see, can't tell anymore that it's honey over there. Keep going. For example, the mixture that you mixed it has totally been dissolved. It become one thing with the honey, with the thing has become one non-discriminate. Yeah. You don't have any liquid of honey recognizable on its own. There's nothing on its own there. Then we say that honey loses the status of a liquid, of a mashke, and then now it's treated like a food. Even though it's still moisture to make other things moisture, but it's not recognized on its own. Since it's become one body with the food that you're eating and it's fit to be eating, so you don't have to worry about it. We're talking about that the mixture is a little thick. Now, here he's talking about, he's not baking it even, he's just making a mixture to eat, but if it's thick enough, people don't usually drink it and swallow it at once, without turning the tongue. So now he gives you the definition, what's called eating and what's called drinking. If you don't have to turn it around with your tongue, you could just gulping it in, I guess, you just think, that's called a drink.
Yeah.
But if you have to turn it with your tongue around,
like
you got to chew, so that's already food.
But the only thing is I understand.
Yeah.
So if the honey is in a cake and it's mixed up, it's okay because you're still using your fingers. But if you put honey into a glass of tea, you wouldn't have to wash your hands, so you're not actually touching the honey.
That's correct. You're right. That's absolutely right. Okay. We're talking about if you have honey on top of a food.
Okay, so like you take on...
Because in a cup, we learned that clearly. That's right. Because on a cup... And it's something which is usually made to drink, we don't have to wash your hands. That's why you don't have to wash your hands if you're using a cup.
So if you were taking the apple with the honey and you dipped the apple in, but you weren't touching the honey with your fingers.
You'd still have to wash your hands.
You still have to wash your hands.
The reason is, by the apple honey, the reason is, a good question. He said because we worry that you might touch the place. You might. Are you talking about the apple and honey? Or what about dipping the... on the Seder, the karpas in the salt water.
Yeah.
So you're taking the celery, whatever you use over there.
Before you do it.
What? That's why you gotta wash. Exactly. That's why you wash before you do it. Now you got it.
I had to wash. Now I know.
That's why you had to wash. Exactly. Now even if you're not touching the water over there, you still have to wash.
Just in case it drips when you.
Because or you might come to touch it because you. So therefore, and even eating it with a fork is not gonna help. If it's normally eaten with your hands.
Oh,
if it's a vegetable, which is normally there, then we worry that you're going to eat it with your hands.
So if you took the apple with the honey, use the fork, you still have to wash.
You still have to wash your hands, it's fine. But usually the apple dipped in honey, the apple, one second, that's a good question. Because the apple dipped in honey, according to our tradition anyways, we do that after we wash for the bread. That's the first thing in the meal.
Right, so it doesn't.
So what? So we're doing it. The Pri Chodesh comes before, but I think some traditions have it in that you do it before. And so if you dip an apple in honey, technically you should have to wash your hands. Yes, you would, and it wouldn't help. And of course, dvash is one of the liquids. And what?
Is to use your finger.
What?
It's a traditional way.
And then to suck up the.
Just as is with the vegetable.
Yeah.
It's to use your finger. You gotta,
yeah.
To use a utensil.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, an apple usually is eaten probably with your hands, right? I mean, that's a fruit.
What if you're dipping steak into gravy?
You'd have to wash your hands. Now, gravy, we learned before, depending what the gravy is. No. So if you cook the meat in the gravy with water, then it's a liquid. But if the gravy comes from within the meat, it's been absorbed and then it's comes out. But, you know, normally the gravy you'd have to, if you eat it with your hands. But suppose, I believe, that meat is eaten with a fork and a knife, and then you wouldn't have to wash your hands. You wouldn't have to wash your hands. But most of the time also, I would assume that a meat thing probably comes you wash first anyways, for bread, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to have meat just like that. If you're going to have like a... What? Yeah.
I don't eat bread.
Okay.
Yeah, bread, baked potato. And
yeah. Okay. So you'd have to wash without a bracha then. Okay. One second. Okay. So here, you know, if you need to use your tongue to bring it into the to will you swallow it? That's called the nature of eating. Keep going. Tapuches v'gudgonius. He's saying, like apples or plums. So you have apples that are grinded up with honey. You know, you crush it up well with honey. And they became thick pieces. There's thick pieces with the honey, but the honey, I guess, becomes part of that mixture. It's no longer recognizable. But yet... And it's no longer a drink because you're going to eat it. It's not, you can't drink that. It's not like a syrup. Not like a
chew it.
Okay, to chew it and bring that. So that's a food. So then the honey is no longer has a status of a liquid. At that point, is the honey gets a status. So I guess even if you should touch it with your hands, eat it with your hands, you'd be okay. But if you know, like today with the juicers, you know, they make. They put in strawberries and other things into the juicer, and they put in some honey over there. So sometimes they crush it up. You just—it's a drink. It becomes a drink. So then, so then, for sure, you don't need to wash your hands because then it becomes a drink. And the drink mentioned before is in a cup. You know, as we learned before, even let's say you're going over to the sink, you don't have a cup, so you're going to use your hands. And you have the water right over there, right? You don't have to wash your hands for that, even though you're actually going to be touching, the water directly. Because drinks, water, liquid itself doesn't need. It's only liquid on food. So in this case, it says either way. If it's crushed up in a way that it's still thick pieces, then it's a food, then it's not a drink. And if it's crushed up to such an extent that it becomes a drink, then it's a drink that you won't require. Anyway. But what happens if you dip into that some food? You take a food and dip into that mixture. Tzarech until shidayim, kimatav mashke gomer. Then you would need to wash your hands just like you were dipping it into full regular mashke. Regular machar shehu shirako kach. Since it's so soft, afa pishayichel amicha nikarba. Even though you can tell that there's food mixed into there. Provided the honey has to be the majority. So again, the honey may require you to wash your hands. Again, this would be the issue of honey as a mashka and with all the other different types of foods. We'll read in the following about what comes out, like when you're roasting a thing, the juice of the meat, what comes out. But let's quickly do siftes, subsection 9. What happens if it congeals and then it becomes again, melts again? Kol mashke afa pishenikrish legamri. Any of the liquid, it congealed and became hardened. And then, imu chayzer v'nimuach, then it goes and dissolves again. Then it returns and becomes again a liquid. So the fact that in the meantime it became hardened, that doesn't take it away. Whatever is dissolved now is again a liquid. If you have a dough that has been, you kneaded it, or you fried it in butter. So I guess you have it on a pan, you have a dough, and you're frying it in butter. Pretty good. So the cookbook recipes there. So how big? Tzarich little yodot chila. Then you have to wash your hands first. Why? Now this is butter, but chila shachemel. Well, this is not oil, but this is butter. So you can use butter too, or margarine they use.
Yeah. Okay.
Because there's shachemel hicholav, because chema is milk that has been congealed shekorush v'chayzev v'nemuach, and now it's become again soft. I don't know, you could take butter and you can fry, right? You can fry your eggs and butter.
Yeah.
Take butter and you put it on the frying pan.
Yeah.
And then you can, so that if it's fried in butter, but if it's fried in fats, so you're frying it in the fat, it's fleishig, I guess. Yeah, it's fleishig eggs you're making, let's say, right? Then you don't have to wash your hands. Why? Because that's not one of the seven liquids that would qualify as a liquid. The fat is not
kind.
Also, if you use honey from dates, it's not part of the liquids. It's only bee's honey is part of the liquids. And also, if you make the honey from the sticks, sugar cones, he calls that zucker. He calls it the honey from the sticks. That's sugar cones, I guess. So all those things, the liquid, they don't qualify as
rock candy.
Yeah. So when do you have to wash the tilis yadayim for this butter that you dissolved? It's only in the places where you first dissolve the butter. So you put it on the pan, for example. In one vessel, and then you put it inside. So the way they do it is a little different. So what they have, you have a kneaded, I said frying over here, but the tigun is so maybe what they do is they, you're frying or you're doing a mixture of there, and then you heat up the butter, like some recipes call it, and while it's hot, you mix it in there. You dissolve the butter, and then you put it inside over the mixture. So now you have a liquid. So while it's liquid, it's dissolved. That's when you're pouring it onto the other mixture. Shekvar yored aleim teres mashke koyim zon techoyech shuatigun. They already had the status of a drink, of a liquid, before you put it into the food, which is that fried, that what you're frying there. Abo b'mekoyim mishenoy yisidim techoyechatigun chem akurusha. But if you place within the thing, you totally congealed, you put butter in there, you don't put any liquid in there. She'em bo tefech hamnas latfiach, and it doesn't have enough moisture latfiach, so you put in a chunk. You put in a butter, they always take a stick of margarine, they say, or a stick of butter, a quarter of a stick of butter, put into the mixture. Okay, so then, then you would not need to wash your hands for this tigun. Because when the butter was congealed, it was food, it wasn't liquid. It was complete food. And when it started to dissolve and to go, when it was frying and it was starting to dissolve, so then it went right into the food, which is the thing that you're frying over there. It went into it. If a liquid comes, as soon as it comes out, it goes into a food. As explained, it's not treated as a liquid, because if to begin with, it's going into a food, then you're allowed to. That's why we have an issue like squeezing a lemon on Shabbos. You're not allowed to squeeze fruit on Shabbos, right? But if you in Kufta Shinchov, in Sivov and Shinchov, like you can't put a lemon, you can't squeeze a lemon in your tea, but you can squeeze it into the salad. Because if as soon as it comes out of the salad from the fruit, yeah, it goes straight into a food. So from that first point, it becomes, then it's not treated like a liquid, and there's no din of squeezing. You know, squeeze that.
We used to serve lemon on Shabbos.
You can serve, but now, lemon on tea, maybe you can put it in, but not to squeeze it out. You're not allowed to squeeze it out, because then you're squeezing on a liquid, and that's, you're not allowed to do that. You know, schita, you're not allowed to do that on Shabbos. Now, sif yud.
But when you cut it, the liquid will come out.
But it's not squeezing
them.
But it's cutting, the liquid will come out.
Okay, this one finally, one more halacha. The mohel, the juice, that comes out of the meat when you're roasting it. What do they call it? The juice, the dripping, yeah, whatever. Okay. That's not called liquid. Even if you rinsed off before you started roasting it, you rinsed off the piece of meat, so there's some water over there. That little water that was there, that has dried out from the roasting. And it's the meat itself that juice comes out, that drippings comes out. That's the moisture that's within the meat. That's not the water. That's not called a liquid. And that's why if you get a roasted piece and you have on top of it, you have some of the juice from the meat, you can go ahead and eat it. You don't have to wash your hands for it, because what comes out of the meat isn't considered to be a liquid. And that water that you watered, that has dried out already from the fire. So that's not there. So that's not considered. Yeah. Fat is not a problem. Fat is okay.
Let's
so.
Back up a second. Like an orange. Can you eat an orange on Shabbos?
Yeah.
Peel it and eat it?
Yeah. That's not a problem. You can't squeeze it. You can make a juice out of it. You can't make orange juice on Shabbos.
But if you eat it, it's okay.
Yeah, that's okay. As a food, it's okay, but it's not good to make it into a liquid.
Okay.
You can't make it into a liquid. That's cool.